Okay, everybody said today's daf is daf ches. We're holding the top word on the top line of ches omer aleph vishavin. What means vishavin? This goes back to a brisa that we had on Zayin Amud Beis. And specifically, the brisa was six lines from the bottom of the Amud, where the brisa was telling us the Sanya Mashiach b'avoides koychovim. You'll recall we began the new parak yesterday, and we spoke about the Koyin HaMashiach. Koyin HaMashiach, remember, is not unrelated to the imminent coming of Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. Rather, it's referring to the Koyin Gadol who is Nimshach b'Shemen HaMishcha. So what does it say about him in the Torah? It says that if Chas V'Sholom he sinned, he has to go and bring a par Koyin HaMashiach. Similar to the par helim davishot tzibur, the par koyin mashiach is only brought if there was both a helim davar v'shigigas maisa. Helim davar means that there was a faulty psak on the part of the koyin of the, well, by par helim davishot tzibur of the Sanhedrin of the Bezin Hagadol, and then Klal Yisrael followed suit and erred because of that error in psak of the Bezin. Similarly, when you're talking about the power of Koyin HaMashiach, it's for that he himself paskened incorrectly for himself, and he himself performed in accordance with that faulty psak, only to find out later, I made a big boo-boo, a double boo-boo. Number one, that he issued that faulty psak for himself, and number two, that he performed in accordance with that psak. That's what we call Helam Dover im Shigigas Maisim. That applies to all Shar Averis. Shar Averis means Averis for which one is Mechuyev Koris, if you do it, B'nezid, with the exception of Avodah Zarah. How is Avodah Zarah different? Because everything that we've been talking about until now was the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, both by the Parlam Dov Shul Tzibur, Par Koyin HaMashiach. Those are spelled out in great detail in Vayikra. When it comes to Parsha Shalach, a totally new Parsha having to do with Avodah Zarah. What's Avodah Zarah? If Chas V'Sholom, again, the Bezin HaGadol made a faulty psak about a particular form of Avodah Zarah, not the whole Parsha of Avodah Zarah, it's got to be a mikzas. So the Gemara gave an example before, Legabi Hishtachava, that they said that you're allowed to go Mimishtachva, just a regular Hishtachava, but not a Pishat Yadayim V'Ragalayim. That's certainly awesome. But just a regular Hashtachavah, they said, is mutter l'avodah zarah. Or the Gemara gave another example. It was Hashtachavah shaloi kidarka, meaning to an idol, for instance, like Marculius, that if you bow 100 times, you don't get a shkoyach, but if you throw one pebble, one stone, you did such a great job. Same thing l'gabe v'bal pa'ar, where there, as we all know, the avodah is through defecating, nebuch. If a person defecates, he did a great job, but if he goes and bows down, that's shaloi kedarka. That's still asur. And it's awesome in a Torah, and Chas V'Sholom person gets kares, etc. So if the Bezdin erred in saying, no, that's okay, no problem. As long as it's the Marculius of Pa'or, you're allowed to bow, and afterwards they realize they made a boo-boo. And in the meantime, Klal Yisrael unfortunately followed suit. So what do we bring now? We don't bring the par Helam Dovashal Tzibur of Parshas Vayikra. We bring a par visoir of Parshas Shlach. It's not only a difference in location, this is Vayikra and this is Shlach. It's not only that this is one carbon and this is two carbonas, but the par Helam Dovashal Tzibur is a par lechatos, while the par in Parshas Shlach is an oila, and this soir is lechatos. Okay, that's all exciting. But now let's talk about the par Koyin HaMashiach, not the par, the Koyin HaMashiach. If the Koyin HaMashiach did a faulty hayro'ah, and then after that went and did a shigas maisa, that's what we call helim dover shigas maisa, the gabi shara veirois, not avodah zarah, then what does he have to go and bring? He has to bring the par Koyin HaMashiach, Parshas Vayikra. On the other hand, in Parshas Shlach, we don't have the different categories. Back in Vayikra, you have four different categories. You have the par helim davishot tzibur, the par koyin mashiach, you have the seir nasi, and then you have the kizbo seira of a yachid. In Parshas Shlach, you only have two categories. If it's the tzibur, you have the par and the soir. If it's anybody else, who's anybody else? We're talking about the Koine Mashiach, we're talking about the Nasi, and we're talking about a Yachid. All three of them bring the exact same carbon, and that carbon is a carbon Seira. Normally it's a Kizbo Seira by a Yachid, here it's a Seira, and it's across the board, not just the Yachid. Koine Mashiach and the Nasi. The machloikis that we had in the Braisa yesterday, which we're focusing on now, is when the Koine Mashiach has to bring his carbon Seira for erring in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, does you have to have over there too the Helem Dover and Shigigas Maisa, or Shigigas Maisa is enough? The Gemara, of course, brings it all from Psukim, but in terms of Seichel, in terms of logic, you can see it both ways. Meaning, just like the Koine Mashiach is only Chayv his Par Koine Mashiach, if there was a Helem Dover and Shigigas Maisa, so probably the Gabe Avodah Zarah, the same thing should apply. Helem Dover Shigas Maisa. On the other hand, since in Parsha Shlach, the Koine Mashiach has the exact same din as the Nasi and as the Yochid, that they all bring the same Seira, and just like by the Yochid and the Nasi, there is no requirement of the Helem Dover Shigas Maisa. Shigas Maisa is sufficient. So maybe the same thing applies to the Koine Mashiach Avodah Zarah, that Shigas Maisa is sufficient. And in fact, that's the Machlokes. Mashiach b'avodas chachovim, Koin Mashiach, he did avodah zarah b'shogeg. Do you require the helem dover? Rabbi says no. Shigas Maisa is sufficient. V'chachomim oimrim b'helem dover. It's got to be helem dover. Shigas Maisa. Just like in Parshas Vayikra, the gabe shar avodas b'shoven. But both of them agree. The shoven means both Rabbi and Chacham agree that the punishment, the kapara, is a seira. Whether you require the helem dover, like the chum hold, or whether you don't require the helem dover, like Rebbe holds, but they both agree, bottom line, the kapara is the same, a karma seira. Bishavin, and they also both agree, she ein mevi osham toloi, that you're talking about the Koine Mashiach, he does not bring an osham toloi. Now, what's an osham toloi? We've had this many times. Osham toloi, you have on the table two pieces of fat. One is Shuman, one is Chalev. The Koine Mashiach comes in and he eats one of them, and then his Rebbetzin comes by and says, which one did you eat? I don't know, the right, the left, right. Why? You know, they both look the same to me. Well, one was Chalev and one was Shuman. So if you ate the Chalev, and if you ate the Shuman, you're okay. So now the question is, does he have to bring a Koine Oshem Toli? A regular commoner would certainly have to bring an Oshem Toli. What's the din by the Koine Mashiach? So they both agree that he does not bring an Oshem Toli. In this situation, he'll have to clap Al Chait a couple extra times, because maybe he was over, but an Oshem Toli he does not bring. The question is, why would he not bring an Oshem Toli? Why is any better or any worse than anybody else in Klal Yisrael who had that same Shuman and Chalev problem, who does bring a carbon Oshem Toli? Why would he not bring an Oshem Toli? So that's the discussion here at the top of the Amid.
So he doesn't know whether he
was Oiver or not on Ishtachel. That's correct. He doesn't
know. No, I'm talking about Avodah Zarah.
Well, we're not discussing Avodah Zarah at the moment. Avodah Zarah, that was discussion before. If you want to go over that again, I have no problem. But Avodah Zarah is a machloikis, whether or not you have to have the Helem Dover and Shigas Maisa, or Shigas Maisa is enough. But now we've left that. The basis of those drushes, that was yesterday here in the Amid Beis, Chet Bishgaga, that the Chet is only out the Shigas Maisa or not. That was yesterday, but now we're focusing on the Chiyuv of Oshem Toli. So you could have the Koine Mashiach together with a commoner sitting at the same table together. Both of them ate one of the Shtiklach fat. We don't know which one it was. The commoner is going to have to bring an Oshem Toli. Sure, that's in the Torah. You don't know? Bring an Oshem Toli. The Koin Gadol, the Koin Mashiach, will not have to bring an Oshem Toli. Question is, why not? Zokti Mor Atap of the Yom Veshoven She'ein maybe Oshem Toli. Freitim Oem Minala, where do you take this from? Dechsiv, in the parasha of Oshem Toli, the Chiper Olav HaKoin, for those of you that have the Torah, or HaSholim, number one, the Hevi Ayil Tomim Min HaTzoin. As soon as you see the word Ayil, you know we're now talking about, we're in the Oshem family, we're no longer in the Chatas family, because there's no such thing as an Ayil for a Chatas. So he's bringing Ayil Tomim Min HaTzoin, the Erkecha Li Oshem, that's the Oshem that we're talking about, the Oshem Toli, El HaKoin. The Chiper Olav HaKoin Al Shigosei Asher Shogog, V'hu Lo Yoda. He doesn't know. Maybe I was oiv, maybe I wasn't oiv. I don't know. I may have eaten shuman, I may have eaten chaylev. Venislach loy, and he'll get a kapora by bringing this carbon, osham toli. So, what's the raya? Says Yimor Menon, the chsiv, second line, v'chipar olav akoyne shel gosa sheshogog. Rebbe Sovar, misha kol chetoy bishkoga. You know who brings a carbon osham toli? An individual that his entire chait is only in the shoyig of the shigigas maisa, not dependent at all on any hayroa, not hayroa's bezin, and not his own hayroa. The whole chait was bishkoga, meaning shigigas maisa, that he messed up in his actions. Oh, yotze zeh, this comes to exclude zeh, the individual. Who's that individual? That's the koyin mashiach. She'ein kol chetoy bishkoga, that his chait in all cases is not based on shoyig, ella, but rather, in most cases, it depends on helam dover im shigigas maisa. So who has to go and bring the korban oshem toloi? An individual, ashe shigosei sheshogog. His entire world of chait in this realm only involves shigas maisa alone. No hayra. No. When it comes to koin mashiach, most of the time you have to come onto the Helam Dover Shigigas Maisa. That is all Averis with the exception of Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is only one. You have the other 33, so to speak, creases in where it's not an Avodah Zarah Dikadin. And then the Kohen Mashiach is only Mechuyif to go and bring his power in a situation where it was both a Helam Dover and a Shigigas Maisa. And since Oshem Toli you're bringing for a person who's only shigigas mice individual, al shigosei asher shogog, kol chetoy bishgoga, all of his chatoim in this sphere, in this realm, deal with shigigas mice. Yotzezeh comes to exclude a koin mashiach she'en kol chetoy bishgoga, ele behelim dover, that not all of his chatoim bishgoga. Some of his chatoim are bishgoga, because this is Rebbe speaking. Which ones are bishgoga, shigigas mice alone? Bavoyah Zara. But all the other halachas require helim dover. And therefore, says Yomar, that's why Rebbe holds that Einoi Mevi Oshem Toli. We're going to speak about the Rabbanan momentarily, but this is Rebbe speaking. But Frank to Yomar, part of this drush of Rebbe was Misha Kol Chetze Bishkaga. Frank to Yomar, Midi Kol Ksiv. Does it say Kol over here? It just says Chipa Olav Akayna Shigosei Asher Shogag. Where do you insert Misha Kol? All of his Chatoim are only Shigas Maisa Chatoim. And yes, it does say the imkain nichtuv al shigigosai. After all, v'chipa olav akoyin al shigigosai asher shogog. That is unnecessary duplication, repetition. It could have said v'chipa olav akoyin al shigigosai. What means shigigosai asher shogog? Ah, lomali asher shogog. Hakamashul and the ad ika kol chet bishgoga. This repetition of the word shigoga, shigigosai asher shogog tells you. The only time you bring an Oshem Toloi is that when it comes to a carbon chatos, the only time you would bring it is that solely and exclusively Shigas Maisa without Helam Dovar, Yotzel, reading in the parentheses, Yotzel Mashiach, HaKoy Mashiach, She'en Kol Chatei Bishgoga. There is no such thing by Koy Mashiach that his entire chait is based on Shigas Maisa alone, Ella, except for Avodas Kechavim. Remember, because this is Rebbe speaking, but Avodas Kechavim, he says, you don't need the Helam Dover by the Kohen Mashiach. V'loi b'shar mitzvahs, as opposed to all other mitzvahs, where it's always Helam Dover, im shigigas maisim. So bottom line is, based on this drasha, a Kohen Mashiach never brings a carbon osham toli. What do the Rabban hold? The Rabban agree, because we said v'shav, and both of them hold. And the Rabban is even stronger than Rebbe, in the sense they darshan the exact same drasha, al shigosei asher shogog, and here they don't have to make an exception to the rule. Because Rebbe had to say that 95% of the time, when does a Kohen Mashiach go and bring his carbon based on helam dover im shigas maisa? And therefore he's excluded from this pasuk of Oshem Toli, which says exclusively shigosei asher shogog, only shigas maisa. So Rebbe had to say, even though there are times where the Kohen Mashiach brings a carbon on Shigas Mais alone, which is by Avodah Zarah, but most of the time, by Shara Averis, it's Helam Dover Im Shigas Mais. The Rabbanon don't have to come on to that most. Rabbanon, mi shechetli bishkaga, who brings an Ashim Toloi? Only a person where it's exclusively just based on Shigoga alone. Never helam dover. Only shigas maisa. Yotz Mashiach, she'ein chetli bishkaga, loy ba'avodas chacham, v'loy b'shar mitzvahs, el be'helam doverim shigas maisa. There are no exceptions to the rule according to Rabbanon. According by the Kohen Mashiach, at all times he's never exclusively Shigagase Asher Shogog, only Shigas Maisa. You always have to have that earlier component of the Helem Tavar. So therefore, bottom line is, although there's a Machloikis Lagabe, whether by Avodah Zarah does the Kohen Mashiach need a Helem Dover or not, Machloikis, but Kulial Amoida, he never brings an Ashem Toloi because of this Shigagase Asher Shogog Drasha. And with this, we start a new Mishnah, but this Mishnah is the very, very basic in terms of the Hilchos bringing all of the Karbonis. In other words, back in Parshas Vayikra, when we talk about a person who does a chet, and he has to go and bring a Karbonish, the Yochid has to go and bring a Kizbo Seira, and the Nasi has to bring a Sawyer, and the Kohen Mashiach has to bring a Par, and the Helam Davishal Tziba, again, they have a Par. It doesn't say Beferish in the Pasuk which Averis these relate to. Maybe twice if a person didn't put tefillin on in the morning, maybe he has to bring these kabbanas. Maybe if a person doesn't wear tzitzis, he's over on shatnes. A person is eating chazir. And the answer is no, not in any of those cases. You only go and bring a karm chattis in a situation where zdoine karis. And as we've said in the past, if you're wondering which averis have karis, just open up mesachtis. Krisis, first mishnah and abeis, you have the whole list of all the krisis in, the 36 over there. You exclude two of the 36, because of mitzvah saseh and not mitzvah loyseh. But in the other 34 are all going to be cases of zdoine karis. We're going to make, by the way, even an exception to that rule on the Amud Beis. It's got to be a chattas kavua and not a chattas oyle v'yoyded. But we'll talk about that another half an hour or so. Zok gets the Mishnah. Ein bezen chayovin ad shiyoyde b'dovish zdoine karis v'shigosei chattas. When we're talking about the par helm davishul tzibor, when would the bezin be mechuyiv to bring that? Only if they erred in a halacha that involves the mezid kareis and b'shigasei chatas, and that's why we're bringing the par helm davishul tzibor. But this is not just the case by the bezin, but also v'chein ha-mashiach. Same halacha applies to the kohen mashiach, and we'll see mechim in the gemara. The same thing applies to the nasi, and the same thing applies to the yochid. You only bring a karm chatos when it's doine kareis v'shigosei chatos. V'chein ha-mashiach, as we just said, the kohen ha-mashiach. But the same thing also applies in Parshas Shlach. By avodas chachavim. By avodas chachavim over there we had as well that the bezin has to go and bring a par li'oila and a so'ir lechatos. All the other three, the yochid, the nasi, and the kohen ha-mashiach will have to bring a se'ira when achir adovashir doine kareis v'shigosei chatos. The Atchiyoyer, of course, is only referring to the Bezdin. But the halacha of that it's got to be Dovashim Amazin, Kores, that applies to everybody across the board, as we'll see in the Gemara. Dr. Barminolan, where do you take this from? Maybe, in fact, it applies to any Avera. You do any Avera whatsoever, maybe the halacha is you have to go and bring a Karma Chatos, if you did it b'shoyi. The sign is in the Brais. Rebbe oimenemer kan oleho venemer lehalon oleho. Where does it say Oleha twice? So again, if you have the Torah or Asholim, number two, V'noida hachatas asher chotu Oleha. This is talking about the par helem dover shel tzibur. How do we know? Look at the continuation of the pasuk. V'noida hachatas asher chotu Oleha. V'ekrivu hakol par ben bakar lechatas. V'vi oisel fnei oil moed. Oh, so that's the par that the kohol brings. Machloikus with the kohol is referring to the Bezin, is referring to the Shvatim, referring to both, but you gotta go and bring the par helm of Shatzibur when? Ashechotu Aleha. That's the key word for this drasha. And we have another pasuk that says the word Aleha. Where's that? Number three. And this is talking about Achois Ishtoi. If a person is married to a lady, he's not allowed to be married to that lady's sister. Even if that lady has unfortunately is no longer his wife because she's divorced, he's still not allowed to go and marry his sister, her sister. What happens if she passed away? then he's allowed to marry the sister, because it said in the pasuk bechayeha. So what's the lashon of pasuk? The isha lachoisa lisika. Don't take two sisters. Litzrar legalis evasa oleha bechayeha. Oh, it says oleha, and that's referring to an iser of achois ishta. Achois ishta is an iser kares. How do I know it's an iser kares? So that aleha, parenthetical, kares. So now the aleha that we have, the gabi, the karm chatas. That aleha is also kares. So you're learning aleha, aleha. I'm sure many of you are thinking to yourselves, that sounds familiar, aleha, aleha, from the beginning of Masechtas Yevamos, where we talk about the dinner being meyabim and isha erva, whether there is a chiyav, not a chiyav. Einach and Ami have the same drasha aleha aleha, and the Gemara is going to bring that at Mir Hashem in another 20 lines or so. We'll get to it. But in the meantime, that's the drasha aleha aleha, mal halon, just like by the achois ishtoi. It's a dovish zoyne kore if she gosai chatos. Afkan, dovish zoyne kore if she gosai chatos. That's the only time you bring a korm chatos by the par helim dovish shel tzibur. Because there it says the word aleha. Okay, nashbim tzibur. But Mashiach minolan. How do we know the Kohen Mashiach also only brings a korban chatos when it's a dover of kares? We had this pasuk already brought yesterday, that it said in the pasuk, "Ima Kohen Mashiach yechta li ash masa'om." What does the Kohen Mashiach and ash masa'om have one to do with the other? The Kohen Mashiach is all on his own. He goes and does his own hayro'ah for himself, and then he performs the aveir himself. The rest of the nation doesn't know anything about it. It could be he did it privately in his own home. So this chaylev or whatever the iser was. So what is ash masa'am? So the Gemara darshan yesterday, that just like ash masa'am, the par helm dov shel tzibur requires a ro'ah, a helm dover, and the shigas ma'isa. Same thing with koyim mashiach, it requires a faulty ro'ah and a shigas ma'isa. Why don't you just leave it low so you don't have to keep on getting up? The Ashmasam tells you that the par that is brought by the Kohen Mashiach is similar to the par that is brought by the Tzibur. In the yesterday's Gemara, it was similar in terms of you need the Helam Dovar. In today's Gemara, Ari Mashiach Ketzibur, that you only go and bring a Korban Chatzis par Kohen Mashiach under the same circumstances as the par Helam Dovar Shul Tzibur, which means only if it's been mazed a kares. What about Nasi? Nasi has to bring his soir. How do I know that it's only if it's kares? So my yalif mitzvois, mitzvois. Because it says the word mitzvois both by the Nasi as well as by the tzibur. Ksiv gabi Nasi vi osa achas mikol mitzvois Hashem. You have number four. Asher Nasi yachtom. Now we're talking about the Nasi. Vi osa ach mikol mitzvois Hashem. So he has to go bring his sar nasi. So he uses the term mitzvahs. Ukse betzibur v'osu achas mikol mitzvahs. V'im kol adas Yisrael yishgu ganz klar Yisrael. V'nelam dover me'ini akol. That's the helam dover of the Sanhedrin. V'osu achas mikol mitzvahs. Helam mitzvahs mitzvahs. Ma tzibur dover shizayni kor v'shigosi chatos. Am nasi dover shizayni kor v'shigosi chatos. So now we've covered three out of the four. We've covered the tzibur, we've covered the Kohen Mashiach, we've covered now the Nasi. What about a Yochid? Yochid Amakra. V'im nefesh. V'lamid elyon. Tachtoin mi elyon. What does that mean? If you go in Parashas Vayikra, the first parasha there is Par Kohen Mashiach. After that, Par Helm Dabashul Tzibur. After that, you have the Nasi. And finally, it says V'im nefesh, a person who's just a commoner. Nishka Nasi. Nishka Kohen Gudel. What's his then? He brings the Kizbos here. Okay, why does the pasuk say v'im nefesh with that vav at the outset? To go and teach tachtoin, the parasha of the Yochid me'elyon from the parasha immediately before that, which is the parasha of Nasi. Nasi, we've already said, you have to go and bring your korban chatos. When? Tafke if it's kores. How do I know my Nasi? Because I learned from tzibur, mitzvahs, mitzvahs. How do I know by tzibur? Because aleha, aleha. Therefore, what's it in? Here too, when it comes to the korban chatos of a yochid, it's dafke if it involves something with doinoi is kares.
There's no limit how many gezera shavas you can make.
That's interesting you ask that, and that's what Barry's about to ask. Yeah. So Barry, why don't you enunciate your question?
We have a principle that there's no hekesh to hekesh in kutchim.
Mm-hmm.
That you can't link these things in kutchim. And it feels like we're doing this ad infinitum here, as, mm-hmm. Bill's wondering also.
No, you're saying it right. There is a whole sugya in Zvachim or Temura, is a sugya somewhere that says that when it comes to Kachim, you can't keep on linking, and another Gzer Shavah. And there the Gemara distinguishes between which cases. Whether you can make a Hekish and a Hekish, you can make a Gzer Shavah and a Gzer Shavah, a Mamatzinu, and then question is, can you now do a Gzer Shavah and a Hekish? Can you do a Hekish and a Gzer Shavah? Can you do a Kal V'Chaim and a Gzer Shavah? So Gemara has a whole list of those things which were permissible and those things which are not permissible. I didn't check that out. Could be this is one of those cases which you can do one after the other, because we're not doing a situation of Gzer Shavah to a Gzer Shavah. We're starting with a Gzer Shavah and then we continue on with a Vav of Yilma Tachtin Me'elyan. I'm not sure even that Gemara even addresses that Vav of Tachtin Me'elyan, because that's a separate type of limud. That's not your normal limit of the Kal V'Chomer or the Gzeir Shov or the Hekish, but rather that's the continuation. The Bob says it's all one parsha, so you don't even need to come on to those other midos.
Which is the Tachton, which is the Aliyah, just to clarify.
Okay, just to clarify. So, just to make sure that everybody's on the same page, literally, we're looking now at Parsha Vayikra.
The Yachid is always below the Nasi, so the Yachid is the Tachton and the Nasi is the Aliyah.
Very cute. Okay, so you start off in Parshas Vayikra. Vayidav b'shem Moshe le'emar, dav b'nei Yisrael, nefesh ki sechta mishkoga, person did a shogeg. Who is that nefesh? Im ha-koyin ha-mashiach. First case of koyin ha-mashiach. What does he have to bring? The par. That's the par of the koyin ha-mashiach. Next parsha is, v'im kol ha-das Yisrael yishko, v'nelem dav me'eni ha-kol. And that's the case of the Ikriva HaKol, that's the power of Helam Dover Shel Tzibah. Next one is Asher Nasi Yechta. What does he have to go and bring? He has to go and bring a Seir Izim, that's the Seir Nasi. Finally, V'im Nevesh Techta, Nevesh Achat Techta. That's the Yochid. Then what does he have to do? He brings a Kizva Seira. Initially it says he brings V'hevi Kabonis Seiras Izim. And then it says V'im Keves Yavi, then he has to bring the Keves Yavi, and he has to bring the Kizva. That's the Kizva Seira. So the last one on the list is the Yochid. That's the Tachton, the final one. Uh-huh. You're going to have the Elyon from the Nasi.
So
Nasi we already know.
It is the Nasi, so Tachton we are
exactly. Nasi. Real
simply clear.
Sure. The Nefesh Achaz. Yeah.
Okay,
it's good.
Sure.
Welcome to you. Okay, continuing on. Now, Rabbi Yisai, and that's all in Parshas. V'yikra v'kabi shar mitzvahs. But what about Avoy Yisgay Chavim? All to the Achiyot, it has to be a Dover, Shizdoinoi Koris. How do I know? So now theoretically we'd go through all the psukim now in Parshas Shlach. But the Gemara makes it very, very easy, very simple, at least in terms of the first drasha. The Tana Rabban. Avodas Chacham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu set aside on its own. It's not even in Parshas Vayikra. It's in Parshas Shlach. And what's the din over there? You don't bring a par helam davashal tzibur, you go and bring a par together with a sa'ir. Even though the par over there is a totally different par. Here the par is a par of the chatas. There the par is a par of the oila. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu made Avodah Chacham a different parsha altogether. Yochli yuchayovin afilu al tovish ein senikar v'shigosei chatas. Since Avodah Zorah, we're saying it's separate on its own, maybe it has different rules and regulations. You don't need a mezid of karis. Maybe just any aveira by Avodah. How do you have by I can understand Shara Vedas, you have like eating chazir. Even though eating chazir is chapshon, tunish, but there's no din of karis. But isn't that Vedas Zara always karis?
No, because you have a primary Vedas, like a shtachava.
Yeah.
And then you may have like a machabed.
Beautiful. So what you're saying is Memes in Rashi's Teret, and Rashi's not being Mechadish on his own, he's just quoting from another Gemara. But the Gemara says elsewhere that there are three secondary forms of showing allegiance to a particular Avodah Zarah. And what are those three? Megafef, Menashek, and Merabit, or Marbit. We want to look at Rashi, 7-8 lines from the bottom of the Omid. Megafef, I believe, means to embrace or to hug. Menashek means to go and kiss. And Merabit means that if there is a mess in front of the Avodah Zarah, that you go and take a broom and you clean it all away. Ah, now the idol really looks so nice. Until now it's all covered with dust and the floor with dust, and you clean it all out. So all of these are forms of showing your allegiance. We're not talking a person that gets paid to do that. This Rashi is on
the right side.
On the right side, and it's the Rashi begins Yochel Yehu Chayoven. It's approximately 8 lines from the bottom on the right side. Yochel Yehu Chayoven. Double chains in the car. Kigai Megafet Menashek Merabet Kiramrinim Mesechta Sanhedrin Perekta Alamises Peloy Yisasev in the cars. These things, you know, even going over to an idol and kissing it and embracing it, I would say, no. This only has a din of a loises, it's not a din of kares. So maybe that's the halacha. Maybe if the Bezen Agudel now says, Rabbi, we've decided you're allowed to go and give a kiss to the Avodah Zarah, it's not a problem. Not only that, you can go and kiss it on both cheeks, both on the right and on the left.
Only a love, not a goddess.
It's only a love, exactly. But I might have thought that since Avodah Zechovim was Nechlak Liatzmo, you were set aside Yotzah to be a separate parasha. You see, we only look together at parashas Vayikra. I'm sure you'd like to see Parsha Shlach as well. So let's go to Parsha Shlach all the way in Sefer Bamidbar. Of course, we started from Parsha Shlach talking about the Meraglim. And here now we're not talking about the Meraglim.
Menashek is also
Chayav Kodesh. Sorry, no. Well, let's respond to that in a moment. Here we get back to now, here in Parsha Shlach.
It's more Avak of Avodah Zarah than Neil.
Okay, that's where you have to be Merabit, right? V'chisishgu v'leisasu eis kol ha-mitzvos
ha-eila.
In Parsha Shlach.
Yeah, that's right.
It's Perek Tezvov, Pasik Chav Beit.
Thank you.
No problem. He said he will ask for eis kol mitzvah seilah. The wind eis kol mitzvah. He didn't do anything. So Rashi, avoyde zora hoise bechlal kol mitzvahs shatzib mevien aleha par v'har yakosim moitzir kan mechlolan lidoin bepar li oyla v'sor lechat. So therefore avoyde zora is different. Eis kol mitzvah seilah means avoyde zora. What's the din? V'hoyin me'eni eida nesel ishkaga again the helim dovar v'asu kol eida have to bring a par the oila, and then they have to bring a soyer lechata. Special day. Now that was the gabe the helam dovershul tzibur. What happens with nefesh achas techta? The Gemara is going to say, since the pasuk doesn't distinguish between asher nasi yechta, koyin mashiach nefesh covers the waterfront. Any individual in Klal Yisrael, whether it's a commoner, whether he's the koyin gudul, whether he happens to be the melech hamashiach, everybody's exactly the same thing. Now what? Ashenos yechta, the kri the eiz bashenos lechatzis, you bring an eiz, which means a seira. Eiz bashenos lechatzis, Gemara always called a seira. V'chipra koyon, nefesh agir, v'chadu v'chadu v'ni Hashem, by bringing this. Ezra v'neisa v'lager, everybody is the same thing, toira achas yilechem. Okay, so this is now in Parash Yishlach.
Isn't there one other difference? That by the Avodah Zarah, they're all normal chatos, in the sense that you do the blood work.
We have not discussed that from the beginning of Masechta until this point. We're going to get to that Mitchum as we go on in the Masechta.
Because usually for a coin gadol, it's all ifnim.
What you're saying is correct, but here we're talking about a different halacha now. Whether or not you need a chiv of koris b'mezit to mechayiv the korban b'shogeg or to mechayiv a korban at all. Exactly.
Okay.
So in parashas by Yikra, we established there it has to be a Dovah Shiyesh by Karis. How do I know? Because of Oleha, Oleha, Ashachatu Oleha. So I know for sure that's Karis. But here by Avodah Zarah, I don't know that's Karis. So now everybody said, isn't every Avodah Zarah Karis? And that's where we're holding. The answer is no. That you have a Menashik and you have a Mechavid, you can have a person that goes and embraces and kisses Avodah Zarah, which is terrible. Oy, it's so repugnant. You're kissing an Avodah Zarah. But you only even Isolav. There is no karis. Okay?
Nishuk is worse than bowing. Because the queen, you bow in front of her. You don't go over and kiss her.
If you kiss her, they throw you in jail.
Exactly. You can't touch her.
So why is Nishuk should be
high karis? I'm on your side. But bottom line is...
How do we learn that Nishuk is not...
So all the karis... I got you.
We'll go back to Sanhedrin. We have all this in Sanhedrin.
Yeah, exactly. So we have to wait till the next machzer. But what did we say back in Sanhedrin, that the major cases of Avodah Zarah, which are Zvicha and Nisuch and Kitur, where do we learn those from? Because those are like Avodos Bifnim. So if a person goes and takes the type of Avodah that you're supposed to devote to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, doesn't say anything in the Torah about going kissing Hashem. Hashem, I love you. He said, it doesn't say anything about that. But it does say that you go and bring a nisach. It does say you do a kitor, you do a zvicha, right? You do the... So now, if, chas v'shalom, you now misappropriate those avoiders for Hashem, and you do it for an avoider zara, then you go and get karas. However, since kissing and being man embracing and that type of thing doesn't apply to the Rabbeinu Shlom, so Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't say that if you do that to a avoider zara, you get karas, you only get an issur lav. But don't do it, because it's a lav. But if a person did a bishoy gig, if the Bez and Agudel said, you're allowed to go and give a kiss to the boy you deserve, no problem, so go ahead, come on, you give a kiss, and wave a kiss, and that's nothing. And then afterwards they realize, oh, yeah, we made such a boo-boo. Would you have to go and bring a parallel Hemshul Tzibur by the Avodah Zarah? The answer is no.
Because
it's not a chorus level. If they said there's a biach and kitur, that type of thing, you're allowed to, or mishtachwe, like we spoke about, that's a different story. But not if in these Megav and Meshachim. Good. So Zokti Yimara, by Avodah Zarah, we know, and how do we know there too? Because the only way that we know by a regular Avodah is because of the Aleha. But there's no Aleha here in Parashat Shlach. Minolan, how do we know there too? It's got to be a dover. Shabemezid is kares. The Tana Rabban, lefishiyotza, but it's a chom lodin bi atzma. It's his own parish and parish shlach. Yoch, yichayov, and afil a dover sheen zoni kares, vishu dasi chatos. I would think even a dover she ain't zoni kares. Just a simple is a laugh. Because after all, a voidazor is so chomor. Nemekan me ene, venem lahal me ene. We've had this drush already before. Malalon dover sheen zoni kares, vishu dasi chatos. Evkan, vishu dasi chatos, vishu dasi chatos. Meaning both in Parshas Vayikra, by the Parhelm Dov Shul Tzibur, it says, in me'ene ha-kohol. Here in Parshas Shlach, it says, me'ene ha-eida. Both of those ene is referring to the Sanhedrin. So just like with the Sanhedrin, in the case of a regular Aveira, it's got to be Dov Shul Doinei Kores. Here too, but the Sanhedrin, in the case of the Avodah Zarah, it's also got to be Dov Shul Doinei Kores. So I have a nice me'ene me'ene. Dr. Yimar Ashkhan Tzibur, okay, the any helps for the Tzibur, but Yochid, and Nosi, and Mashiach, who are all collected together in the Im Nefesh Achas, they have to go and bring their Karban Tzira. Minolan, how do we know there too, that by Avodah Zarah, it's only Dovish is doing a Kares? Omakra, the Im Nefesh Achas. Oh, the same as we had before, just that the previous Vim Nefesh Achas that we were talking about was in Parshas Vayikra, at the end of the list of the regular Averis. And here, Vim Nefesh is in Parshas Shlach, that after we went through the entire Parsha dealing with the Par and Soir for the Helam Dovashal Tzibur by Avodah Zarah, then the Pasuk says, if it wasn't the Tzibur, it was just Vim Nefesh. That's Shmi, that's Pasuk Chav Zayin, right, Barry, if you're looking for it?
I'm looking in the context in the Chumash now.
Okay, very good. So anyway, so the Im Nefesh comes to tell you, the Vav, again, V'yolameid, Elyem, Mitachtim, Nefesh Achas, Echad, Yochad, V'yechad, Nosad, V'yechad, Mashiach, Kulam, Bechlam, Nefesh Achas, Eh? V'yolameid, Tachtoin, Mino, Elyoin. Just like the Elyoin, which is the Tzibur one, which we just said has to be Dabash, Zayin, Koris. How do I know? Me'enei, me'enei. Same thing now applies to the Yochid, all three, Nazi, Mashiach, and Yochid, has to be a Dover Shizdoinoi Koreis. With this, we have concluded the drushes showing the Mekoirois for this din, that by Shara Veiris and by Avodah Zarah, all of them have the same din. You only bring these Kabonis Chatos, Davke, if it's a Dover Shizdoinoi Koreis. Good. Zokti Mara, now we go back to the Oleha, Oleha, which we touched upon before. Very good that we started off this whole Gemara, Aleha, Aleha. What's the Aleha referring to? Here it says by the Par, Helam Davashul Tzibur, Asher Chotu Aleha. And then the case of the Achois Ishtoi, and now that I married two sisters, it says Aleha Bechayel. So I learned Aleha, Aleha. It has to be Davash doing the Kars. El Rabbonon de Mafki, so that's Honey Chaman de Mafki lo leha, Lexer Shavakinamar. El Rabbonon de Mafki lo leha, la arroyois. The tsarois, Dovish is doing the Kars, you guys, Razas, me no lohu. What is this all about? In the beginning of Masechus Yevamos and Daf Gimel, after people are totally phased, totally lost befuddled. Because of the befuddled. Good. Because
puzzled,
of the,
perplexed.
Because of the Chamesh Esrei Noshim, which are listed in the first Mishnah, and all those dinim, then the Gemara comes up. How do you know that there is no din of Yibam by any of these Chamesh Esrei Noshim? What's this simple case? Gemara gives a case. Lamushal, you have two brothers, and one of them has a daughter, and the uncle, meaning one of the brothers, marries the niece, marries the daughter of the second brother. Is there any problem with that? No. And in fact, in the Haimu, it was fairly common, especially in Rebbeshim Mishpuchas and things like that, where they would marry cousins all the time, they would marry within the family. So you had uncles marrying nieces. Absolutely permissible. There's one state, I think, in the Union which prohibits it. I think Massachusetts, whatever. But otherwise...
Today's Wilson.
Today's Wilson. Do you know any uncles are married in nieces?
So Jeb's son married his...
Shoyin, so I told you, in the Rebbeshim Mishpuchas. Yeah, exactly.
Who was this? His name was Rabbi Stifter Rebbe.
Right.
His son married his niece.
Okay, so these things happen.
That's cousins, that's not an uncle and a niece.
No, he's, little,
he's talking. The uncle and she's the niece.
Okay.
Okay, so good.
His son married his niece, not his brother married his niece.
It depends which generation you're talking about.
The Rebbe's son married the Rebbe's granddaughter.
Who has I see.
Okay, so now it's pretty clear. Good. Anyway, so you have these cases of uncles and nieces marrying. It's not common, but you have it. And it's mut, no problem. What happens if Chalila v'chas v'chman l'itzlan? The uncle passes away. In other words, the chosin, the uncle that married the niece, never passes away. Who is now, and there are no children, who is now the yavam? Now the father of this girl. Does the father have a mitzvah to go marry his own daughter?
No.
And the answer is no. Well, but the Torah says, yavam yavam
leah. No zika.
Okay, what's the reason why? Because of the aleha aleha. Here it says, yavam yavam aleha. Which type of aleha? A non-erva. How do you know that aleha has to do with erva? Because of the pasuk that we brought before. These are shtei achoyos, two sisters. You're not going to marry achoyos ishtai. Literally, God says, vasa aleha bechaya. Oh, so I use the aleha aleha to tell you hilchos yibam. So how do you have that aleha now to tell us the gabe karbonis and the gabe that you have to have dafka dava shizoni karis? Says Yimar Minalu. Says Yimar, you're absolutely right. I cannot learn. All the drushes that I had until now fall away. Why does it all fall away? Because this was going in sequence. We started off with the aleha aleha telling you legabe the tzibur. Now how do I know based on that legabe the koy mashiach la'ash masa'am? Now how do I know the nasi? Because I learned mitzvois. How do I know the yachid? Because the im. Okay, that's what gabi shara beis. The gabi avodas chum, how do I know? Oh, we start off me'enei. So I learned avodas chum from shara beis. How do I know all the three, the yachid, the tzibur, the yachid, the nasi, and the mashiach? Because again, vi'im nefesh achas. So the basis all starts over the aleh aleh. But now that the aleh aleh has been tishmetered, because we're using it for another drasha, so now how do I know all of these halachas that we just said now, zoyne karis? Nafkalo itaka, start fresh. And where we're starting from is not that we're going to learn Avodah Zarah from Shaar Averos. We're going to start off that the Makoyr is by Avodah Zarah, and we're going to learn Shaar Averos from the Avodah Zarah. Where? Minalu. Nafkalo minamasli later, Bshuben Levi Libre. Bshuben Levi was teaching his son. What was he teaching him? He was teaching him a pasuk in Parshish Shlach. What does it say in the Parshish Shlach? First it says, V'im Nefesh Achas, that if you have one private nefesh does an aveira of what? Of avodah zarah, he has to bring a carbon seira. And then the pasuk continues on. Ho ezra pavnei Yisrael, this is number 8. Ho ezra pavnei Yisrael, v'lager hagar b'soichem, toira achas yelechem lo'yisei b'shkaga, one toira for all. V'nefesh asher tase b'yad roma, mino ezrach u'min hager, a person who does something b'yad roma, with mutiny, with a rebellion, min ezrach u'min hager, as Hashem who made Gadev, he's blaspheming Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Kavi Yochel, v'nirchus ha'nevesh imiker b'mo, he gets kareis. And Chazal in our Gemara is learning that this pasuk is referring to a person who's an oived avodah zarah. That's the tasa biyad rama. He ignores Hakadosh Baruch Hu, rachmon litzlan. He follows the avodah zarah. That itself is a gidof, that's blaspheming Hashem by taking this narish, a stupid idol, and worshiping it instead of Kavi Yochel, instead of the Rebbei Shlom. Aha. Okay, so both of these are now included in this pasuk, and note that the pasuk ends off the nichrus anefeshehi, and in fact, even the next pasuk after that, he says he kares anefeshehi. So, Dr. Yimai, Torah achaz yilechem lo isbishkaga. We're on the first wide line. Torah achaz yilechem lo isbishkaga. One Torah for all those that do shaygeks who have to bring this carbon chatzas. But nefesh shetas v'yadrama, etc. And there's a din of kares. Huk shakol ha Torah kula v'idus kechavim. The fact that we have these two together in the two psukim back to back, Torah Achas Yerachem, everything goes to Mishkaga. What type of shogi we're talking about? Vanefshe Shetas B'Yad Roma, which means he's doing an Avodah Zarah, and there's a din of Kareis. Hukshakara Torah Kula Avodah Zechom, Avodah Zechom Shechayom Zdeni Kareis. But she goes to Chatos, Afkan, so too, Shechayom Zdeni Kareis, but she goes to Chatos. And so therefore now we start off with that the Pasuk in Parashat Shlach is referring specifically to a Kareis situation, because it says the Nechrasa, he Kareis the Kareis, so that's clear. That's a Avodah Zechavim. And in that case, we're saying, we're learning from there to Kol HaTorah Kula, that just like Avodah Zarah, everywhere else also has the same din of Avodah Zechavim, just like Avodah Zechavim, that has to be B'mezid Kareis. Now, this Pasuk that we just spoke about, Torah Achaz Yilachem, this is a Pasuk of the Yachid. How do I know it's about the Yachid? Because it's in this parish of Yachid. Shteid yim parish of Shlach, v'yim nefesh achas, is a pasuk chob zayim, v'yim nefesh achas techtu b'shkoga, Yachid, v'ikri v'eis b'ashenos l'chatos, v'chi prakoyin, and then, ho ezek v'nei Yisrael, v'lager agor b'soichem, toyna achas yilechem, same toyna of everybody loise b'shkoga, shogig about what? Shogig about you don't have a mezuzah, that you're not wearing tzitzis. No, the shkog is, v'nev shetas b'yad roma, avoyed azara, v'nechus ha nefesh ahi. Next pasuk, Yidvar Hashem Boz Vesmitzvah Sehefar He Kareis Di Kareis. Oh, so we're talking about Avodah Zarah, where there's a din of Kareis, and we're saying by the Yachid, the Nefesh Achas, Treda Achas Yelechem, not only by Avodah Zarah, but the same thing even applies to Shar Mitzvahs. All have the same din that the Mezid was a Kareis Di Kedem. But that only is talking about the Yachid. I don't know about the Tzibah. And remember, the Yachid is defined in Parashat Shlach as all three. Achchan Yachid, Nasi U'Mashiach, Bein b'avodas chacham, bein b'shar mitzvahs. B'avodas chacham, because that's parashas shlach, shar mitzvahs from the Torah achas yelachem. Tzibur min olon. Now the Gemara does the opposite. Yalef helyoin mitachtoin. Since the parasha of the Yochid begins v'im nefesh, and there it says kareis, now I'm going to learn the earlier parasha, which is the tzibur parasha from the tachtoin. Just like by the tachtoin, the din of mezid kareis, also by avodas chacham, by the tzibur has to be the mezid kareis. Very good. So with this, within three lines, we've now encapsulated what we learned according to Rebbe in about 20 lines. Remember, Rebbe started off with the Leo Leo, starting off with the Shar Avedus, and eventually we led down to the Avedus Echovin by the learning of Me'ene Me'ene, same halacha. Here it's the other way around. We started with Avedus Zara, and we expanded based on Torah Achas Yilechem to schlep in also Shar Avedus. And how do I know that this doesn't only apply to Yochid, it also applies to Tzibur? I learned the Vav, Yalef Elyon Mitachter. Frank Timor, this is a beautiful drasha. V'Rebbe, Hadar B'Shem and Levi, my Ovidle, what does he need that posik for? Because after all, he learns from Aleha Aleha. So Timor, I'm apically going to sign you for a totally different drasha altogether. V'Visha Matzina Shechilek HaKosav Bein Rabban L'Yechidim, Rabban B'Saif Amoynim Ovad, Yechidim B'Skil Amoynim Polat, Yochel Nachlek B'Karben Eseyem. What are we talking about over here? Yeah. Brand new sugya. So now we're talking about an Ir HaNidachas. What's an Ir Nidachas? Ir Nidachas is that Roiv of the city, unfortunately, became Oiv de Avoid Zarai Rachman Litzlan. Roiv of Ashtetel of the city became Oiv de Avoid Zarai. What's the din by these people? So normally a Yochid that does Avoid Zarai, Chas Shalom, he gets skila. His mammon is not touched. We only go and kill that individual, and the money that leaves behind his estate belongs to his heirs, belongs to his yosh. What happens, however, if you have the roiv of an ir nidachas, unfortunately? So you got to destroy the whole ir nidachas. And what's the din? Rabban Besayev. You have to go and give chas v'shalom to kill them with the sword. And everything is destroyed. How many Ir Nidachasim do we ever have in Klal Yisrael?
Maybe one, according to one Tana.
So it's a machloikis in Mesech Sanhedrin. One Tana says, there was never, and other, yeah, it's Yogman and Ir Nidachas. Okay.
And I said on it,
Tel Olam.
Yeah, exactly. Tel Olam, lo yibana oit. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So Gemara says, what happens now if the roiv of an Ir HaNidachas worshipped Avodah Zarah, but not the Mezid, but Bishoy Geg? So is there a difference now? This is certainly not a Par Helmdom Shul Tzibur situation. We're not talking about a Tzibur of millions of people, hundreds of thousands of people. We're talking about a Kleine Shtetl, which has 50 people, and then that Kleine, 100 people, whatever it is. And then the Roiv of them did Avodah Zarah B'Shogeg. Do they bring a different carbon than the Seira of normally anybody else that, a Yochid that did Avodah Zarah B'Shogeg? That's the Gemara's Shaila in this Brisa. The Thish Matzina Shechidaka Kosabin Rabbin Yechidim. We see by the mezid side of the coin, Ram b'sayim and moinim ovat. On the other hand, yechidim is b'skila moinim balad. So there's a big difference by the mezid. Yochan Akhli was saying, maybe by the kabbonis there should also be some sort of difference between this mini tzibur and the yechidim. The yechidim will bring a seira. But after all, this is not just one yochid, five yechidim. This is the roiv of the erni dachas. So maybe there should be a difference in kabbonis. Tamaloyimah. Makes no difference, one person, five people, 10 people, it's all exactly the same, unless we're talking about a real tzibur roiv of Klal Yisrael. That's what Rabbi does with this pasuk. Okay, so that's very nice. Teretz, and we're done. But now the Gemara wants to know, what was the Havamina when we say, Yochel Nachle B'Karbon Hasim? So the Gemara goes through a very interesting line here. Maskef lo Rav Chilkia Mehegronya, Taima T'lechidik Akas. It's only because Torah achas yilachem. The Torah says no chilik, all the same. Ha chilik, but if Gemara would have, Torah would have made a chilik. Have a min and nachlik, that should be a different carbon. Frank, do you want my nicey? Right. What different carbon can you even imagine and think of vis-a-vis the roiv of the Irani dachas people that did bishayim? Nicey par. Should you go and say, oh, they should go bring a par. A regular individual brings this ira. They should bring a par. Tzibur b'shar mitzvahs hu demaisi. This has already been set aside for the parahum of shul tzibur b'shar mitzvahs. This wouldn't be a, we're saying Yochel Nachmikar is saying, find something novel, some sort of chidush that would apply to this roiv of a small shtetl, 25 people, 50 people, 100 people that are doing b'shogeg. They should bring a par. And your par is not for that, the par is for the tzibur b'shar mitzvahs. Who the mice? So nicely, partly oil of a sort of lechatos. Maybe that should be the carbon. That's a tzibur by the chamud the mice. Tzibur means hundreds of thousands, millions of people, not just 20 people in a shtetl.
So it's in a small, bring an eagle instead of a party.
Yeah, bring an eagle, yeah.
Small.
Exactly. Nicely, soyer. They should go and bring a soyer. That's a nasi bishar mitzvah, who the mice. He already has a monopoly on that, not on that soyer. Nicely, seira. The yochanami hainu kabonet. You're saying Yochel Nachle B'Karbon Hasayim. That's what the Yochid brings. And therefore, what could I possibly have in the Havamina Yochel Nachle B'Karbon Hasayim? Or it's Rech, so good I to Chamina, Tzibra Maisi Par Li Oile. V'sor Lechatos. Maybe, Hani Naisi Epcha, maybe she be Bung Faket. Par Lechatos V'sor Li Oile. Very interesting Havamina. Because the Tzibur does Par. And a Sawyer, here we're going to bring a Sawyer Mita Par. Inami, or Tzorech V'Ein Lai Takonah. Maybe Taka, they need a kapara, but you can't bring a kapara because there's no carbon which is left. We've already covered the waterfront with all kapara.
They can always bring it as individuals. They can always because every. Why do we have to say
that's the answer? Tam 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 tam
tam
tam tam tam tam tam tam tam tam tam tam tam tam tam tam tam tam tam tam tam tam tam tam tam tam tam tam tam tam tam tam tam tam tam tam tam tam tam. Maybe they should go and have a chiv of bringing a carbon. But there's nothing left because everything has been covered already. There's the parim, the sorim, the seirim, all the rest. So maybe there's no carbon for them. And it's going to come ashmalon. Terachas yelachem, that they do have a tikkun, a kapara. What is that? The same as all yechidim. Not one yochid, five yechidim bringing one or five seirois. If you have the roiv of the shtetl, you have 20, 50 people. They'll all bring each one their own individual seir.
It's not a korban pesach, you bring it with a chabura.
Exactly. Throughout this whole sugya, we've taken for granted that Parsha Shlach is talking about Avodah Zarah. My mashu, it doesn't say, the word Avodah Zarah doesn't appear anywhere. It says, that's how the Parsha begins here in Parsha Shlach, this Parsha of the Chet Avodah Zarah. Why did it say Eis Kol HaMitzvos say the person has to violate all 613 mitzvahs or at least all 365 lahavin? Eizi mitzvah shi shekula k'chol HaMitzvos. The Yom Mitzvah is Rechavim. What is Chavim is considered to be like all the other, that's the equivalent of all the other Averois. And the Rashi brings, or somewhere else it brings, Yeah, shekolam moide bo, whoever is moide in a boide zarki, koifer b'cholatzeira kula. So therefore, that's what it means, it's called a mitzvah zeila. That's how we know Parsha Shlach is talking about a boide zark. But it doesn't say it b'feyesh, it just says, it's called a mitzvah zeila. So therefore, we have other rayas as well, dvei rebi tana, I have a raya. Omakrat says, the pasuk shedibra Hashem el Moshe. Uksiv asher tziv Hashem aleichem biyad Moshe. It says about the same mitzvah that there was a dibur Hashem el Moshe, and then, in other words, where there was a tzivoy Hashem aleichem, not to Moshe, to Klal Yisrael, beyond Moshe. Eizem mitzvah shibidur shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'tziva ayidei Moshe, that you have both a dibur to Moshe and a tzivoy ayidei Moshe. And v'oyim ezu avodes chovim. What do you mean? The Tana very smart. Anoich v'yilacham if yagvur shemanim. These two, the anoich v'yilacha. This is mipi hagvur Rabban Shalom had said it himself, and therefore. That's why we have in the pasuk that we quoted before about Kidvar Hashem Boza. Kidvar Hashem Boza, what's the Dvar Hashem? Dvar Hashem is Avodah Zarah. Why? Because that was Dvar Hashem. They heard it mipi Hagvura. And then, you know, the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos says that when they heard that from a Kodesh Baruch Hu directly, Horcha Nishmasam, all of them, and then Klal Yisrael eventually had Tchias Amesim, and then Klal Yisrael said to Moshe Rabbeinu, we can't listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're just so overwhelmed with trepidation and fear, and then Moshe Rabbeinu said, Tivri Rav, Tivri Talmud, Tivri Misham, don't you want to hear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Halavai, Umi Yitei, Vayil Vav Mazel Laham, Kol Hayomim. They should always be fearful of every Avera that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Halavai, they should have that Yirish Shemaim throughout the year and throughout all the generations. Anyway, the point is that those two were said by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One second. Were said by Kvoyvid Atzmai, and therefore, that's why when we talk about the Dvar Hashem Baza in this parsha of Parshas Shlach Lecha, we're talking about specifically about Avodah Zarah. That was the Dvar Hashem, not through a Shliach, but Hashem directly. So, yes, David.
And what's the basis that of that drasha that only the first two Dibrot are given by Kol Hashem? Mm-hmm. Because they are the only two Dibrot in first person.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, beautiful. Zevi, how are you? Zevi, where's your yarmulke, Zevi? Very good. Shkoyach, so you hear David telling you, because it's Anoichi, Hashem Yisbarach is saying in first, he's talking about himself, Anoichi.
Milfanai,
very good. Beautiful. Shkoyach. So we have now two rayas that the parish in Parish Shlach is referring specifically to Avodah Zarah. We now have a third raya. What does it say? It says in the Pasuk, where's this pasuk? Also in the same parsha, Eis kol asher tziva Hashem aleichem biad Moshe. Min ayoyim, from the day asher tziva Hashem v'hola doy reisechem, from that day, Kadosh Baruch Hu was mitzaviyu. Now, when was that major event where the Kadosh Baruch Hu was mitzaviyu and we're saying min hayoyim v'hola, from that day and on? The day of Har Sinai, the day of Matan Torah. And what was the first dibur that we're saying Eis kol asher tziva Hashem? Menayoyim v'hola, and everything else is secondary, or it's at least follows that. Must be talking about avodah zarah. Ezi mitzvah shei nemra betchila, the first mitzvah the Klal Yisrael ever got. Havayim is avodah zarechavim from the dibur that we just said now from the seres adibris. It's a lechoyda. That's another good raya. All of these psukim are here in Parsha Shlach. So we're talking about avodah zarah. That's the menayoyim asher tziva, from that day on, the first mitzvah avodah zarah, and everything is v'hola derisech. Is that really true that was the first mitzvah? Well, Mamar, didn't we have elsewhere? It says in Chazal, as a mitzvah is tavi yisro b'mara, and mara of course was before Har Sinai, 10 mitzvahs. No, so then the din of avodah zarah was not the first mitzvah that was given; the other 10 mitzvahs were in mara. So don't follow that last pshat that we just brought now. But rather, we're going to follow the other two pshat that we send the Gemara. How do we know it's Umar Avodah Zarah? Are they based on the fact that it says, Eis Kol Mitzvahs Hashem? What's Eis Kol Mitzvahs? That's Avodah Zarah, which is Shokol Keneged Kol Mitzvahs. Or from the fact that it says, Var Hashem Boza, Asher Dibur Hashem, which Dibur is the Dibur Kodesh Baruch Hu? That was the Dibur of Avodah Zarah. And now we continue on to the next Mishnah of Isaac. And this Mishnah now is somewhat of a modification of the previous Mishnah. In which respect is it a modification? Because until now we've been saying that by the Par Helmet of Shul Tzibur and the Par Koine Mashiach, what's the din? When do you have to go and bring that Par if there was an error that was made in a Dover Shizdoinoi Kores? And then she goes to chatzis, and you go and bring your chatzis. Now the Gemara reminds us that there are two different types of chatzis. There's a chatzis kavua and a chatzis oile v'yoyred. What's the difference between a chatzis kavua and chatzis oile v'yoyred? Chatzis kavua means that you everybody. Let's talk about a yochid now. A yochid who errs in a dovish is doing a karis. He has to go and bring a carbon, either a kizba or a seira. Period. No further discussion. He did a shayge, kizba seira. There are three mitzvahs, however. At the moment, only focusing on one of the three. One of the three, well, let's first enumerate all three. One happens to be Shavuos Eidus. Shavuos Eidus means you go over to a person and say, you know Eidus for me, go and say the Eidus. I don't know Eidus for you. And then he makes a Shavuos that he doesn't know Eidus, and it turns out that it's a faulty Shavuos, because in fact he does know Eidus. Then he has to bring the carbon chatzis oil v'yard. What is oil v'yard? We'll explain that in a moment. Number two is Tumas Mikdash Kadoshev, person who was Tameh, and he went into the Beis Hamikdash B'shogeg, or he ate Kodshim B'shogeg. What's the dinner of that person? What's his Chatas? Not a Chatas Kavua of Kizbos Ira, Chatas Oil V'yad. What's number three? Shavuos Bitoy. Vatri Pesfosayim Lahara Elahetiv. He makes a Shavuos Bitoy, a full Shavuot, not involving Eidus. Tameh full Shavuot Lahara Elahetiv. Okay, anyway, what's the dinner by such a person? He also brings a carbon Oil V'yad. What's the carbon oil v'yoyred? If the person happens to be a normal, wealthy individual, a person of nice means, doesn't have to be a billionaire, class, a trillionaire, class. A regular individual, what is that person? He brings a kizbo or seira, just like a regular chatas kavua, kizbo seira. But what happens if, like Matsuyoda, he doesn't have enough money, then he brings two oifois. What happens if he's even poorer than that? He can't even afford two oifois, and he brings a carbon mincha, which is called a mincha chote. That's the oil of a yoyred that it goes up and down in Madregas based on that person's wealth or poverty level. Okay, so what happens if a person now did an Aveira Bishogeg involving the carbon chatzis? And let's assume the Bezdin made a faulty psak legabe this din of Tumas Mikdash Kedoshev. They said, for instance, you're not allowed to go into the Heichel, but you're allowed to go into the Azara.
Or they said part of the area was part of the Heichel, was not part of the Heichel, and it was part of the Heichel. A mistake.
Fine, good. So if they made such a faulty psak, would they go and bring now, and Roiv of Klai Yisrael followed suit, and they did that, would they have to bring a Parashat Mishal Tzibah? And the answer is no, because you only bring Parashat Mishal Tzibah where you would bring a Chatas Kavua B'yachid, and not a case where there would be a Chatas Ole B'yachid. So says the Mishnah, Ein Chayovin means that the Bezin HaGodol would not bring a Parashat Mishal Tzibah, the mitzvah loisese, even though it involves kareis. However, because if you did it the mezid, but because this is an oil of a yarded, the halacha of the parim of shetzibah does not apply. Then may be an oshem toli al esse valoise shebamikdash. Similarly, if the person says, I went to the Beis Hamikdash this morning, but I don't remember if I became tummy before or became tummy later, it's a toss up. You don't bring an Ashim Toli. You only bring an Ashim Toli on a Chatzis Kavua, such as Chalev and Shuman, but not about something which is Oyle V'yoyred, like Tumas Mikdash Rashi.
Chatichas Mishtei Chatichos, right?
Yeah, well, that's according to everybody, like Chatichachos or Imachlekes. That's why everybody always talks about two, so you don't have to get into Machlekes. Abachayoban Alessi Valoise Shebenida, Umavin Ashim Toli Alessi Shebenida. Even though by Kodshim, even by Mikdash Kedoshev, what's the din? You do not go and bring a pile of Nevushal Tzibor, because that's a Chatas Oil of the Yared. But in the case of a Chatas Kavua, such as, and the Mishnah gives us a case of Nida, you could have given many other examples, but the Mishnah tells us a case of Nida, that what's the din over there? Since that is a Chatas Kavua, if a person lived with his wife in Chas Shalom, afterwards he realized, oh, yoy, she was a Nida, maybe in the middle of Bia, she was Nebuch Poydus Nida, so that's he did a Bishoygig. What's the din by such a Shoygig? Then you would go and bring a private carbon Kizus Ira, and if the Bez and the Godel made a mistake in Ilchis Nida, we had before in the Gemara,
Shemeres
Yoyim Keneged Yoyim.
It's Mutter, and it's actually Aser.
Right? Exactly. So we have such a situation. And there, in fact, you would have a Dinah Parashah to a Tzibur, because that's a Chatas Kavua situation. And it may be an Oshem Toli, the person that doesn't know when his wife was Poydus Nida, before or after, then you'd have to go and bring your carbon Oshem Toli. Maybe an Oshem Toli, unless it's a Shubim Nida. Eizim, now, since you're telling me that there's an essay mitaloisa shebenida, can you give me examples? Eizim mitzvah say shebenida, proish men anida, stay away from the nida. What means stay away from the nida? As we see in the Gemara, that means when it gets close to her vest, when she's expecting to receive her regular period, then already in oina before, you got to stay away. That's the mitzvah say. What's the mitzvah? Lo yisasei, al tov anida, don't live with anida. So that's a double pashut. Good. So now we start off again that the Mishnah.
But what's the thing? We're bringing a korban. We have to bring a chatas on an asay.
The Mishnah is just telling you that you have both by migdash and by nida a chiv asay mitaloises. But you certainly do not bring the korban because of the asay. You bring an outside loises.
It has nothing to do with our discussion. We're throwing it in to say there's an asay.
It's a parallel. It's a parallel. It's a symmetry. I'm asay, but I'll also asay.
Okay, but we don't need to say that because it's not shaykh.
So skip it. Don't say in the Mishnah. When you learn the Mishnah, skip those words.
Is this trying to tell us anything of significance here?
That's not adding anything, but rather it's just. And you shouldn't think that just
so.
Exactly.
The Mishnayos were set to a tune, so it clearly, if Mrs. Asevlos, I say there's a symmetry, a rhythm to it, it makes it easier to memorize it.
Can you sing the tune? Do you know it?
I wish I did.
All right. Anyway, on to the Gemara. Minari miletetzibaloi machayvi korban bi alma viyochet oshem toli namiloi. How do we know that Tzibah does not bring a korban bi alma? Bi alma means in a case of a chatas oyle v'yoyred, and how do we know that a yachid would not bring an oshem toli in the case of
korban oyle v'yoyred,
and where there would be a korban oyle v'yoyred if he actually did it? He knows for sure he did it. He would not bring an oshem toli if he had a suffik whether he did it. Again, we're talking about tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. How do you know that tzibur does not bring a korban chatas if they were matir a tumas kodshim v'kadoshav? Like you said, that they told us the geographic location where the Heichel, where the Yazara was, and they made a mistake.
It was Chol.
Exactly. They made a mistake, etc. Even today we have a lot of Sveikis,
right,
exactly
right,
where Arbaez, the Harbaez is. Where you can go, you can't go. Good. Anyway.
Don't go.
Exactly. Yeah. Ulik Dali Adar for generations have said don't go. Yeah. Okay, anyway, back to Iwasim. No, I mean, the Tzibalim Machaydi, Karbin, the Alma. How do you know that there is no par helm of shatzibur by a korban ba'alma, meaning legabe a chatas oil v'yared by mikdash kedoshav? And how do you know yochid would not bring an oshem toli by mikdash kedoshav? Namiloi, amrizu ardimi nemar v'oshem v'chatas ubi oshem toli v'nemar v'oshemu v'tzibur ma v'oshem yochid v'chatas kevua af v'oshemu v'tzibur v'chatas kevua. What's meant there? In both cases, you have the word oshem. Now, in some of the gemaras, they have a Torah Ora Sholem, and they show you where the pasuk is. I don't know why my Gemara leaves it out.
Yeah.
It's unfair, inequitable, but that's why we're going to look it up.
Let's get a refund.
We'll get a refund, yeah, exactly.
Where is this?
It's going to be Oshem by Echatos, and I understand. So now we have to first,
Yikra, right?
We have to find. Yes, we'll go back to Parshas Yikra. And what is the same Parshas Yikra? Okay. On Shishi, the Nefesh Achas Techt Bishkaga. What did he do? Ach mitzvah Shem Hashem Sena v'oshem. See, it says v'oshem at the end of the. Doesn't mean it brings a korban oshem. Talking about bringing a korban chatzis, but he uses the term v'oshem. The same word you also have by Klal Yisrael. It says v'oshemu. What is it v'oshemu? Going back to pasuk Yud Gimel, v'im kol adas Yisrael yishgu. That's the parallel to Shotzibo, but now don't mean any akol. That's the Sanhedrin. The Osu, Ashalei Siyosena, the Oshemu. Right? It says Oshemu and it says Oshem. Right? So far, so good?
Yeah.
Now we also have the Oshem by the Oshem Toli. What is the Oshem? Which part is the Oshem Toli?
That's also
by Yikra. So at towards the end of.
Oh, wait. It's at the very end.
Yeah, no,
it's the last of the end. It's the last of the end.
Okay. If you look now in Pasik Yud Zayin, v'nefesh kisechta v'osa achas, right, it's parish, what's here, it's perik yud dalit, perik yud dalit, perik hei, posig yud zayin, perik hei, posig yud zayin, v'nefesh kisechta v'osa achas, we call that, what you call it, v'loyoda, v'loyoda means he's not sure, we oshein, oh, he uses the term oshein, this doesn't mean the carbon oshein, because that's the next posig, v'evi ayotom and atzoyim, v'erkot, oshem, that's the carbon of the oshem toli, but it says the word v'oshein, so I have the word v'oshein by the Yachid, I have the Oshem by the Tzibur, and I have the Oshemu by the Tzibur, and I have Oshem here by the Oshem Tole. So what do I learn from all of these Oshems? Back to the Gemara. Ami Zvarab Dimi, name of Oshem, Bechatas, by the Yochid. V'Oshem Tole, also Oshem, like we just saw. The name of Oshem Mubetzibah. Ma V'Oshem B'Yochid is Bechatas Kavua, because that's what it's talking about in Parshas V'Yikra. We're not talking in that parsha about oil of the year. We're talking about a regular karm chatz kavua, kizbos ira. Afi hashemu betzibah tomer chatz kavua. There too, the par helm davushal tzibah is only tomer chatz kavua, not by an oil of the yoyed type of iser of mikdash v'kadoshav. Uma tzibor bechatz kavua. Afi hashem toli nami ein bo el alsav v'chatz kavua. So all of these three chatz kavuas. So tomer amri ihochi karben oil of the yoyed nami. Hoksiv v'yakiyesham li'achas me'ela. After in Parshas Vayikra, when it lists all of the three, that the Shavuos Ha'edus and the Mikdash Kedoshim and the Shavuot Tibitoy, after v'yakiyesham li'achas me'ela, what does he have to go and bring? He has to go and bring his Kizva Seira, and if he can't afford it, to Oifis, if he can't afford it, then he has to go and bring the Kar Mincha. See, yesham li'achas me'ela, one of the foregoing three. The Zokti Yomara, you're looking for a word Hashem. I have a word Hashem. Kiyasham liachas mi'ela. So therefore, learn that the din of the par helim double shul tzibor is not only by chatzis kibua, but even by chatzis oil of yai. Right? Everything more donin Hashem min Hashem or Hashemu. Ain donin Hashem min yasham. Hey, Hashem is one word. Yasham a different word. Come on, give me a break. What difference does it make?
It's the same shorish.
V'hatani, the Vayr Bishmol, don't we have that famous halacha that got mitzayra, v'shava koin, v'ah koin, v'gmar dash, v'zui, shiva, zui, bia. So those are two totally...
Don't be so particular.
Exactly, and Yesham is much closer to Hashem. That's exactly the same shorish, and shava, bia, it's a totally different shorish. V'oid, neilef min v'osham, mitumas mikshish rasham, dichsiv, v'hu tamme v'osham.
Right, meaning another Hashem there.
There in the parish of the oil of the yoyed, there it says Befeirish. And you have the here you do have the number five, verse 8. And he goes Vanelami Men when he goes into the Beis Hamikdash or eats Kodshim Bituma Bishayeg, Vutame the Ashem. What do you have to do? He's gonna have to go and bring the Karma Oil Biyah. The same Tachi other word Ashem after all. So in Bazoi. So now it's in the same parasha. Learn that the din of Parahel and Shotzibur and the Oshem Toloi should even be a Tumas Mishosh, even by a Chatas Oil Yard situation. Zok to Yomara. Boy, never, huh? Tachsiv Hu Tov Yashem Amra Papa, Donin the Oshem Umitzes Hashem, and the Oshem Umitzes Hashem. The more means to say is, don't just say Oshem. Oshem, Oshem, you'd be right. But it says, Oshem Umitzes Hashem. Where does it say Oshem Mitzvah Shem? So if you have by the Oshem Toli, which I have in front of me, Vim Nefshik Yisech, Vim Oso Achaz Mikol Mitzvah Hashem, Ashloi Si Asena V'lo Yoda, the Oshem, Mitzvah Shem, and Oshem. Note that it says, because Hashem, Ashloi Si Asena. The Gemara doesn't refer to Ashloi Si Asena at the moment, but we're going to have it shortly. So just keep that in the back of your mind. So you have Mitzvah Hashem and you have Oshem. And then going back to the Im Nefesh Achaz, Voshtei Dotten, Nechesh Achaz, Posik Chov Zayin, that Shishi. Vim Nevesh Achaz Dech Lishkol Miyam Arad Vasoyis Achaz Mei Mitzvahis HaShem. And it says V'Hashem. And again, actually, see a center. Keep that in mind, in the back of your mind. Us, it's a Mitzvah Hashem and V'Hashem. And here also, the Komadas Yisrael, Yishko Posik Yud Gimel, the Barak Yom Shot Tzibur, V'Neon Dome Eine Kov, V'Hashem Achaz Mei Kol Mitzvahis HaShem. Parenthetically, Hashem Tui Say Sena. V'Hashem Mu. Ah, see a Mitzvahis and Hashem Mu. Mitzvahis and Hashem, Mitzvahis and Hashem, Mitzvahis and Hashem. But now if we go back to the case of the Oil of Yoyred, what's the Oil of Yoyred? Oy Nefesh, Vayon, maybe so, no. Oy Chiga, Betumas, Odom, Lechol Tumas, Shiet Meba, this is Hey, Pasi Gimel, Perik Hey, Pasi Gimel. Oy Chiga, Betumas, Odom, Lechol Tumas, Shiet Meba, Vanel, Limen, Vyada, Vy Hashem. Where's the Mitzvah Hashem? Where's the Mitzvah Hashem? Don't say Mitzvah Hashem. Oh, so therefore, that's why we're not learning the din of the par helam double shaltzibah, the din of Oshem Tolui, legabe, the din of Tumas Rikish Oshem, where you have the oil of the yoyed, because here it says not only Oshem, but it's Oshem and it's Hashem. Here it just says Oshem alone. Aha, okay. So far, so good. Amra Papa, Donim v'Oshem Mitzvah Hashem, Min v'Oshem Mitzvah Hashem, as well as the Oshemu and the Mitzvah Hashem. Omri Rav Simon Bar Ashi, Lira Papa, the Nele v'Oshem Unasias Avoin, Min v'Oshem Unasias Avoin. instead of learning V'oshem mitzvah Hashem, why don't you focus instead of V'oshem and Nesias Avoyim? What does he mean by Nesias Avoyim? So it says in both Psukim the word V'noisei Avoyim, Nos Avoyim. If you go back to
Hey, Pasuk, Perkei Pasuk Aleph.
Okay. Even though that's referring to the Shavuos Eidus, but it says Enos Avoinai, that's referring to an Oyle V'yorei. Where else do we have Enos Avoinai? Let's go to the Parsha in the Oshem Tolui, which is Hey Yud Zayin. V'nevesh Gisech V'Oshem V'Kavad V'Hashem V'Yod V'Oshem V'Enos Avoinai. Ah, we got an Oshem V'Enos Avoinai. Oshem V'Enos Avoinai, Oshem V'Enos Avoinai. So why don't we go and learn now that the din of Oshem Tolui applies to the case of the carbon Oyle V'yorei. Now, do we have a similar nasa avoinai by uns in the case of the regular karmel chatos? Should also say manasa avoinai somewhere. Anyway, erget shid manasa avoinai. So the point of the Gemara is instead of focusing on oshem and mitzvahs, why don't you focus on oshem and nasa avoinai and learn that there is a din by the oshem toli that you have to go and bring, even if it's a karmel oyle v'yorei. When you have not only the Hashem and not only mitzvot, you got all three mitzvot, Hashem, mitzvot Hashem, and the Hashem and Asher lo yisir sana. That's why I kept on telling you, bear that in mind. Asher lo yisir sana. Vayochiach shmias kol ubitzis vasoim to mesmikdish kadoshim. Shlei nema behem vaHashem umitzvot Hashem. Asher lo yisir takav vaHashem you got, and then also avoyne you got. But you don't have the Mitzvah Shem Shalosi, and that's why the Masoidah that they had in Klal Yisrael is nailed down. It's got to be bulletproof.
Hashem
Shem Shalosi. We'll stop over here, boys, and continue tomorrow.